For the last 16 years, the tiny town of Wamego in northeast Kansas has embraced the appeal of the MGM classic, The Wizard of Oz. It's one of the most viewed films of all time. The Oz Museum in Wamego draws 35,000 fans annually from all 50 states and so far 45 countries. It's filled with all things Oz. This year, the fairy tale film turns 80 years old and the museum has a newly acquired artifact from the movie. KMUW's Carla Eccles went to Wamego during Ozfest and has this report.
We're used to it. If you're from Kansas and you travel, you're bound to be asked something about the Wizard of Oz. Do you know Dorothy, Toto, seen the ruby slippers, or reminded you're not in Kansas anymore? 8 decades later, the movie still resonates with people all over the globe, including Linda Yelnick.
I wanted to come for the 80th. I always wanted to come here. And this to me is like, you know, no place like home. There's no place like Oz and Wamego, and I'm thrilled.
So where are you from?
San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah, we came plane after plane, whatever, to get here. We drove from Manhattan. I'm just so excited. As old as I am, you know, you never outgrow the Wizard of Oz.
Ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz.
Three, two, one.
A green cloth is dropped from an 11-foot glass case. It features a lifelike guard holding an original Winky spear from the 1939 movie, Oz Museum Executive Director Clint Steve.
It has been in the circulation for 80 years, and now it's found a new home here at the Oz Museum. And we hope to take very good care of it, and brings joy to Oz fans for many years to come. We're just very grateful that we have it here now.
The Oz Museum was created in Wamego in 2003 because of a local Oz collector. The Winky Spear is among the original artifacts on display. There's eyeglasses worn by the bike riding Miss Gulch, a jeweled brooch worn by Glinda the Good Witch, and two Munchkin costumes worn by two brothers in the iconic film. Oz Museum curator Chris Glasgow.
Also, the Central Lollipop Kid, he was the one who gave the lollipop to Dorothy.
We represent.
Have his handprints, footprints, and his signature in our Walk of Fame in front of the theater as well. Jerry Marin was his name. He was a frequent visitor here to the museum. Unfortunately, he passed away about 2 years ago at age 98.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
I really like the witch in the movie. She has flying monkeys, she has the globe, and she can fly in a broomstick.
9-year-old Malia Rivera from Topeka comes dressed as a green witch with her mom, Lisa Taylor.
I'm kind of fond of the flying monkeys just because they're flying monkeys.
The Oz Museum has two of only four known flying monkeys still in existence. Curator Chris Glasgow says the rubber 6x8-inch monkeys from the movie are delicate and currently can't be shown.
There's only so much you can do with rubber because rubber turns into powder and disintegrates. And so for right now, unfortunately, our two monkeys, because of their fragility and for their safety, we have them off display right now.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the
Jennifer Rennick from up north brought several of her family members to the museum. She says she's obsessed with The Wizard of Oz.
I've liked it ever since I was a little kid, so we decided to come. We're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So.
Really? So how many times have you seen it?
The movie? Too many.
About 100 times or so.
A lot. That's all I can say, a lot.
Day I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind.
I think the Frank Baum story, the people at MGM, these were people who were the best at what they did.
Wizard of Oz expert John Fricke.
In terms of imagination, creativity, and it just kind of coalesced. Sometimes those pieces just meld. And then they had Judy Garland, which doesn't hurt at all because she communicates so well with any audience anywhere.
The rainbow,
she pulls them into the story. Baum's writing pulls them into the book story. MGM did it as big as they could, and it's been magic now for 8 decades.
Oh, why can't I?
Mary Kate Billings is also from Topeka. She came dressed up like Dorothy.
I like her personality.
What else about Oz do you like?
I like how, like, it's made up of good sayings and stuff.
Like what?
Like, there's no place like home.
Oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.